Joining me now are a couple of ladies from Peace Harbor volunteers. Gloria Padero and Sula Odette are here today, and we're going to talk about maybe some of the needs that are at the hospital there for volunteers. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing great.
Yes.
Good. So there's always needs for volunteers in the hospital, correct?
Yes. Correct.
I mean, and so what kind of things do volunteers do? What kind of things can they do at the hospital?
They assist doctors. They greet people that come in. They supply care to some of the patients. Some deliver magazines. We are in a sewing group, so we provide blankets to some of the people in intensive care that need them. And we also sew and provide products for the gift shop. And there are doctors that come from out of town that need assistance for us to check them in and out, that sort of thing. There's various other areas where people are always needed.
Now, Gloria, you were telling me that in the month of December, I think there were 12 births.
Right.
And you guys in the sewing group supplied blankets for the babies?
Right. We knit or crochet blankets for the babies plus little hats, and we make them in blue and pink. So, yeah, every baby gets a blanket and a hat.
So over a year, how many blankets, I mean, including intensive care patients, would you say you guys knit or crochet?
100, over 100 maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite a lot. I know I just turned in 3 blankets. So it was, you know.
Now, as a volunteer doing this, do you also donate the materials that you use to make these?
Yes, they give us the yarn, and if someone wants to come in, it's never learned, it doesn't know how to crochet or knit, we'll gladly teach them. We give them the yarn, needles, and we meet at Spruce Point, and it's great. I mean, you know, the ladies are wonderful. We get cookies and coffee even.
Do you ever get men who volunteer for that?
Not yet, but
no?
We'll gladly teach them if they want to come in and learn.
When I was young, my mom taught me how to knit, and I haven't done it since I was, you know, a teenager, so I probably could relearn it, but it's one of those things. It's like it was a neat skill to have back then. And my mother, all through her life, she made these in the 70s. She made these giant sweaters for my dad and I that were like all the way knee length. You know, I'm 6'2", so it was like quite a long sweater. But I always enjoyed wearing it because it's kind of a neat skill to have. What are some of the ways that people can get involved? You mentioned a few of the areas that there are needs in. Are there other areas too are there any transportation things or stuff like that you guys perform as volunteers, or is that a different
There is a golf cart for the hospital campus that we have a group called La Paloma, and we have drivers for them, and they deliver things between all the different offices and to the labs at the hospital. That's as far as the driving is concerned.
So what kind of special skills does a volunteer need? Is it mainly about the heart?
Yes, you know, yes. People skills and want to give. They want to give their love, all their compassion, all their assistance to anybody that wants to come in and be a volunteer or any of the patients. We even just sit bedside and read or talk to people.
And I imagine the amount of hours one wants to put in is limited only by what they're willing to do. Is that?
Of course, yes. If you have an hour a week, come sign up, be a volunteer. We'll have a place for you. 2 hours a week, 6 hours a week, however many you'd like.
How many volunteers do you like to have on hand? I mean, what's a good number of people? I guess you'll take any number you can get, but what's a good number that you would like to see staffed on a regular basis?
For each individual area, it varies. We would like a minimum of probably 6 per area on campus. As Gloria said, our sewing group has about 12 to 14 ladies, and we're off campus. Mm-hmm. There's never enough. We need subs to fill in for people who want a vacation, or we get ill ourselves and need time off for that. And so we always need subs on-call folks. So at least probably six people per department.
Now, how do they get involved? What do they need to do in order to get signed up?
We have what's called WOM, which is word of mouth, and we work on that daily.
That's why we're here.
That's why, yes, right. That's why we're here.
Yeah, word of mouth.
If a person's interested, we have a lady's number and name that they can call, and we also have applications at the gift shop at the hospital, right in the lobby. On the left is the lobby desk, which we also man, or lady, whichever wants to work there. And the gift shop applications are picked up there and dropped off there. If they want more information about details of where they can volunteer or questions about the application, then they can call Monica Kozman, and her phone number is 541-902-8308. And the application process is fairly simple and straightforward, as you would assume. There are certain protocol we have to follow at the hospital, like your TB tests and things like that, in order to be able to work directly in the hospital.
Right. Make sure your shots are up to date.
Yes.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria, tell me a little bit about the satisfaction that volunteers get from contributing.
Well, to me, it's nominal. I mean, it's wonderful, actually. I enjoy doing the blankets. As you see, I'm slightly handicapped. To me, it's really worthwhile. I think people would enjoy coming in. I've met so many people. Sula, my friend. I mean, she's become my friend. And it's really quite good.
So have either of you done other than the sewing? Have you done other volunteer work within the hospital, or has it mainly been the sewing?
The hospital used to have a newsletter, and I was the editor of the newsletter. Myself and another lady comprised the newsletter, delivered the newsletter around town and by email to folks to get word out. Personally, I don't work at other areas, but we do have lots of women that do multiple areas of volunteering. We have, a person can work possibly short stay in the morning, and in the afternoon they can take a shift at the lobby where they greet visitors that want to go in and see someone, and or a couple hours at the gift shop. There's multiple areas.
Well, give the number again and the lady's name that they need to contact if they want
Her name is Monica Kozman. That's Kosman, and her phone number is 541-902-8308.
And again, the most important thing is to be willing to give, have good people skills, and I'm sure that if you're going to be working within the hospital, a bedside manner would be a nice thing. A good bedside manner would be a nice thing to have, too.
Very, yes. Mm-hmm. And all of our ladies, as you can figure, and men, right now, currently, our president is a man. And as far as since I've been with the volunteers, which is approximately 10 years, this is the first gentleman that we've had as president, which is very nice, a nice change. But we have men working in lots of different areas of the hospital and on campus. And yes, and it's just everyone wants to give. The satisfaction is beyond what you'd believe. Even being behind the scenes where the recipients don't realize where it comes from and all we put in. There's ladies that have put in, 5,000 hours.
Wow.
Of volunteering. That is not unusual at all. Myself, I've probably got, how many hours? I've got over 5,000 myself, actually. Mm-hmm. And we've got it from all age range you can imagine. There isn't any limit on age range.
So you can be younger or older.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If the younger ones want to come in, we really would appreciate it. And then they would learn how to give, and share. And
they might end up having a career in, medical health at some point because of the experiences they have.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Also, we have a luncheon once a month, and it's an appreciation luncheon for the volunteers. And then we have speakers that come.
Is that at the cafeteria there at the hospital, or is it somewhere? Is it off?
No, it's
campus?
Usually up at
the event center.
Okay. And it's it's coming up in next week.
Yes, next Thursday.
Next Thursday, we're going to have a luncheon. So it's really great. I mean, great. I can't say enough myself. It's got me out because, you know, and all. So,
Sula Odette, Gloria Pinero, thank you so much for joining me today. And we'll get the word out and let people know. And hopefully you'll get some good response.
Thank you, George, for having us.
Thank you, George. You're welcome. I really appreciate it.
And that concludes our January edition of Our Town. Tune in again next month as we will do it all over again with new guests.